again, the Gospel of St. Matthew, 26th chapter, verses 14 to 16. Then one of the 12, who was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. So far, God's word for us to consider this evening, to be nourished by it and be strengthened in the word that God brings to us. I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about this question. What makes you happy? What makes you joyous? What in this world causes you to be very joyous and happy? Well, I belong to the Lake City Rotary Club. And every Monday we meet at noon at Port 104 in Lake City. And we start off our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. We have a prayer. And then we have what they call the four-way test. And then we have Happy Bus. And we go around the table and we say what we're happy for. And we put a dollar into the president's hand and he walks around and gets all that. And after they're done, after we're all done, he comes and jiggles the velvet bag and he comes up to a person and he says, "Okay, draw out the name." And the name is drawn out. And if that person was there last Monday and this Monday, they get the pot. And they're happy. They're joyous. Now, you think about what makes you happy. Well, Charles Schulz, the late syndicated cartoonist who loved to do the peanut strip, Peanuts, and he had a simple book that he created with a simple title, and it's Happiness. Okay, for Linus, what is happy? Happiness is a warm blanket. Okay, well, the next one is, happiness for Snoopy is? What? A dish full of food. What makes you happy? Tonight, I want you to think about it. I want you to think about bringing coins. I want you to think about what the world thinks is happy. You know, when we drive here Wednesdays and Sundays, we usually take a route that is cross-country. And we leave Lake City, we come up and we take a county road 3 to 60, we go over to 60, we take 52 through Pine Island. And as soon as we get off the 52, there is a sports shop place, whatever, that sells anything and everything that you would ever want to have in your life. There's four-wheelers, there's snowmobiles. I don't think they sold many snowmobiles this last winter. But you can look and you can see all of that. I'm amazed too at home and garden shows and boat and whatever shows that they show these huge things to make you happy. Think about the clinking coins. I want you to think about Judas. I want you to think about the disciple who betrayed Jesus. He went to the chief priest and he said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They decided upon 30 pieces of silver. Apparently, in that time, that was a huge amount of money. Did that make Judas happy? I'm not sure, but Judas was the man with the money bag. He loved money. He wanted more of it. He couldn't stop until he had a lot of money, and he wanted that money to be given to the poor. He wanted to pass on that money. He wanted to be famous. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about this clinking coin. And I want you to think about betraying Jesus. No, you say, never. Never would I betray Jesus. Never. The thought doesn't even enter my mind. That's silly. That's stupid. But we do. Every time we sin, we betray Jesus. Every time we turn our back on Jesus and betray him, we're betraying. We are have in mind, let's say, the clinking coins, because it causes us to turn away. Now, I'm not against having fun. Believe me, I'm not against having fun. We got a camper, and we're able to take that camper to various places. We've been able to go on cruises. So I'm not saying that is wrong. What I'm saying is, if we turn to the clinking coins, if we turn our life toward those kinds of things and put God second, third, or fourth, we sin against the first commandment when the first commandment said, I will have no other gods before me. I should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And when I teach it in confirmation, I get some long faces from kids, because, you know, they just adore all those big things. They look forward to earning lots of money. There's a house that we walked by in Lake City, and it's just across the road from the lake. On the southern, of course, eastern end, southern end, whatever it's on the lake. It's 1.1 million. And this last Monday, before Rotary started, I knew the realtor, and I went up to her and I said, you know, wandering and curious minds want to know. Because we go by this house and it looks like it's three houses. It's only two. And they're selling one of them for 1.1 million. Jeez. You know, that's a long ways away from a preacher's salary. And she said, well, come by and look at it. I said, no. No, thank you. But you see, that's in Lake City, we've seen houses like that. And some are even houses that can be mowed down and built back up again. Clinking coins. It has a way of turning us from Jesus to our own self, to our financial gain. It was interesting. This last cruise that we took with Viking, when we had gone down a couple cruises ago or whatever and got this cruise, we were in the middle of the boat, the 400 level. We get notification that they bumped us up to the 600 level. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. You know, this is the more expensive one. Yeah. She said, well, we'll see. They didn't charge us anymore, but we were the last room before you get to the staff and going up to the pilot's house. We could go out on the balcony and look, and we could see the captain. It was interesting. But people were on the 7, 8 level. They were the people on the high totem pole. They had a lounge, And you could go and sit and you'd see all these people dressed in their finery, and I'm going, oh, this is out of place for me. I'm not saying, and God's not saying to put all that away, because he's saying, you know, you have a life. But not to put it above God. Judas put his life above God and above Jesus. Judas wanted more. He wanted earthly life. He wanted the riches of the earthly life. And he wanted Jesus out of the way, because he felt that Jesus wasn't the one. He felt that Jesus didn't have his mind set on the poor. Jesus didn't have his mind set on other people. He only had mind on sacrifice. That was not to be the life that Judas wanted. He traveled and he sought the coins, the silver coins. But the silver coins that he had in his hand and in his life all of a sudden didn't become worthy or expensive or valuable. When he first thought about what he was doing to Jesus after he betrayed him, he thought, what am I doing? I'm betraying innocent blood. I gotta fix this. So he ran back to the temple, to the priest, with his money, his 30 pieces of silver, and he said to them, I want to change this. I've done wrong. I'm guilty. I don't want to live like this anymore. I want this changed. And the chief priest looked at him and laughed. You've done your deed. You've turned him in. You've taken the money. Now go and get out of here. He left. And his last action was to hang himself. Judas, he traveled after the riches, and then he knew that the riches was not going to satisfy his longing. What about us? What about us in our life? We need to also face Jesus and to put things in perspective, that Jesus comes first, that God comes first. It's hard for us. It's hard for us to understand that. And it's hard for us to do that each and every day of our lives. But I want you to think about that. I want you to think about happiness and satisfaction. I want you to think about what Paul wrote to Timothy about contentment. Contentment is great gain. And I want you to ponder it. And I want you to think about the questions that you have for God. But I want you to also think about this. The gentleman who wrote Dennis the Menace, you probably remember that cartoonist in that cartoon strip. Dennis is walking away from the Wilson's house with his friend Joey. Both boys have their hands full of cookies. And Joey says, you know, I wonder what we did to deserve this. And Dennis looks back at Joey and he says, Joey, Mrs. Wilson doesn't give us cookies because we're nice. But she gives us cookies because she is nice. I want you to think about how that explains to us looking for happiness, looking for joy, who hear the clinking of the coins. For happiness comes to us not because we're good or because we deserve it. It comes to us because of God and Jesus. In 1 John 4:19, the verse is, we love because he first loved us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as you are.